stuck in traffic going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check off on your list. Things you gotta do and places that you gotta go.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans scrambling to avert a shutdown at midnight. The original bipartisan deal scrapped after Elon Musk and President-elect Trump demanded changes, including extending the debt ceiling. A Trump-backed measure failed in a vote last night. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the House Speaker's next plan, separate measures.
A separate bill that would be what is in effect a quote-unquote clean funding of the government to March of next year. That means nothing else attached to it, just extending of government funding at its current levels to March of next year, we're told from sources. That's one bill. Then there's a separate bill that includes that $100 billion or so dollars for disaster relief, which Democrats have said is crucial, which senators on both sides of the aisle have said are necessary for them to get their votes. Then there's a third bill on funding for farmers.
3.5 million government workers would be impacted if funding runs out. This is ABC News. U.S. diplomats have been in Syria following the end of Bashar al-Assad's regime. The delegation meeting with the main rebel group that's taken over the country. More from ABC's Marcus Moore.
The head of HTS has said that they will protect minority groups in the country and that Syria would not be used as a place to plan jihadist attacks on Western targets or neighboring countries there in Syria.
Another urgent topic, finding abducted U.S. journalist Austin Tice. An Atlanta suburb faces a lawsuit after a number of ambulance calls went unanswered earlier this month. A College Park teen collapsed during volleyball practice, EMT stabilizing 15-year-old Amanda Sylvester, but she died at the hospital after her mother had to drive her there following a 30-minute wait.
When you call for help, help should come. This is a pain no one could ever understand.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
want a sheet on him
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Want a sheet on him.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Want a sheet on him.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
want a sheet on him with Bounce.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice continues to deny accusations of ethics violations.
Mike Gableman says sanction recommendations from the State Office of Lawyer Regulations are unfounded and have no merit. OLR accuses Gableman of lying to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, disrupting court proceedings, and violations of Wisconsin's open records laws while he led an unproductive investigation into the 2020 presidential election. Gableman is offering an affirmative defense, saying one or more of those claims does not actually violate the state's rules on professional conduct for lawyers. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The State Building Commission denies funding for a new UW-Madison engineering building.
Republican legislators on the commission this week blocked reallocation of $70 million for building projects on UW campuses. In a letter to UW President Jay Rothman, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue of Oostburg said the no votes were in response to a lack of transparency and an inability or unwillingness to answer critical questions about the engineering building and projects at UW-Whitewater and UW-Stout. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Speak Up, Speak Out. The director of the Office of School Safety in the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Trish Kilpin, participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison.
At my office, we teach across Wisconsin behavioral threat assessment and management. This is the process rooted in the scientific body of knowledge of threat assessment of how to determine if a child poses a threat or has made a threat.
The Office of School Safety provides resources for students, educators, parents, and law enforcement. More information is available online at speakup.widoj.gov. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the low 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 21.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Bill continues. We'll get the latest on that. And what is the whole process telling us about what to expect after January 20th? Some are saying Trump's non-elected advisors are having too much influence. Do you think that's right? And what's at risk for agriculture?
Live from the final Friday before Christmas via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and from Real Ag Radio, the Alberta Breeze himself, Sean Haney. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to your host, Chip Flory.
Well done. Well played. All right, Davis. Thank you so much. The effort continues. There is a deadline looming.
Yes, I've got to get these presents wrapped and shipped. There's no way they're going to make it in time. No way.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think the deadline that I'm talking about might be a little bit different than the one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, the government funding, keeping the government open. You know, if they let this thing shut down, just shut it down.
Yeah.
Just shut it down until January 20th, right?
Yeah, do us a favor. Just go dark.
Wait.
You might as well.
Wait. There's some things that probably need to be done, like certifying the election.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. That I think is on January. What's the date? Oh, yeah, January 6th. So there's some things that need to happen between now and January 20th, and I don't know if it's just a good idea to shut the government down or not between now and then.
All right.
Well. So a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. So
guess,
we'll get it. I cannot wait. Hopefully Wiesmeyer has caught a nap at some point with everything that has been going on this week. So looking
I think I'd rather him a little tired and riled up on this one. I'd like to open that can of worms.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
Exactly. I do know this. I think his happy hour was interrupted the other day. So he's probably going to be a little grouchy when he
gets home. Yeah, he'll be sour. He'll be sour. Perfect. Yeah. It's going to be great radio.
Yeah, it'll be great. All right, let's go ahead and get to the news. What have you got?
Well, I'll start with the National Weather Service near-term outlook. Snow will fall over parts of the Great Lakes. Hello, South Bend, Central Appalachians, and the Northeast. Record warmth is possible across the West Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, record warmth in a lot of places.
Yep. 21 degrees here in KC. I don't think that's probably a record of anything. It's just a little chilly.
Yep.
I've got a daily export sale reported by USDA, 150,000 metric tons of corn to traditional buyer Colombia for 24-25. Thank you, Colombia. Asian and European stock indices were mostly lower overnight. U.S. stock indices are pointed towards solidly lower openings. U.S. markets are down sharply this morning on growing worries that a U.S. government shutdown could become reality. I probably should have checked my quote screen quick before I read that to make sure that we're still sitting the same. But, yeah, that's where we're at, Chip.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on in these markets and trying to figure out exactly what the influence of the spending bill is going to be.
Yeah. I got my quote screen up here now finally. Yeah, the stock market's lower. The PCE price index monthly change in the United States slowed to 0.10% in November 2024, down from 0.2% in October. This represents a significant deceleration in price growth and came in below economists' expectations of a 0.2% increase, sneaking this one in here between some big stories. But this is a piece of encouraging news.
Yes, it absolutely is. It's part of the reason that as we look forward into 2025, the interest rate debate is going to be centered on data and just exactly how well the economy is performing. And this is going to send us into the new year with some momentum.
Well, Chip, the latest Republican effort to avert a government shutdown overwhelmingly failed 174-235 with one voting present, leaving federal agencies on the brink of closure with just one day remaining until current funding expires. The proposal faced heavy opposition from both sides of the aisle, but all but two Democrats rejected the bill.
Yeah. The deadline is at midnight tonight. We'll talk to Wiesmeyer about it and get the latest.
Yep. House Speaker Mike Johnson says, quote, "We've got a plan." And votes are expected this morning at some point, according to an NBC News report. Members were set to convene at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's a little over an hour ago this morning to discuss a possible temporary fix to fund the government and avert a shutdown.
Yeah, what I'm seeing right now on the banner on the news is lawmakers trying to avert a shutdown. So the vote hasn't happened yet.
Well, Chip, you mentioned this, but there is growing concern about unconventional power dynamics and the influence of unelected officials, particularly Elon Musk, in U.S. politics. Musk's combative style and threat of leveraging his wealth and influence to challenge dissenting Republican lawmakers in primaries highlight tensions within the GOP. His involvement in legislative negotiations is seen as destabilizing, risking fractures within the party. Meanwhile, speculation about Speaker Johnson's precarious tenure points to deeper instability in Republican leadership.
Yeah, what do you all think about that? Let me know. Host@agritalk.com is the email, or you can tweet at us, #agritalk.
And quickly here, one more. Amazon workers across seven facilities in New York, Georgia, California, and Illinois went on strike Thursday to push the company toward negotiations ahead of the holiday shopping season organized by the Teamsters. The strike seeks better benefits, higher wages, and improved safety conditions. Chip?
Yeah, you know, I don't even think that these are Amazon workers. They're drivers on contract.
Yes.
But I don't think they're even actually employed by Amazon. So kind of a strange deal. Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal Pork. How are you, Jennifer? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So tell me, why will 2025 be different for pork?
Well, we've got some really big goals for 2025, and one of those is to move more pork consumption domestically. And that's a question that is not a new one. You know, it's something we've been trying to do for a long time. But one of the reasons why we think 2025 will be different for U.S. pork is because a new campaign is going to kick off. It'll be soft launched during the National Pork Industry Forum in Orlando. And this will be a consumer campaign to promote pork. And then the national launch is going to take place later next spring. And it's just been a really long time since the pork board had done something new like this. And the reason why they think it's going to be bigger and better is because we have data and knowledge around the consumers that we're trying to market more pork to domestically that we didn't have before. So it's pretty cool when you look at the data and see what the numbers are. I mean, the outlook for the you know, millennials and the younger generations is they aren't eating pork like the baby boomers did, but we've got some key insights that we think will help us be able to target and reach this audience better, or maybe target's not even the right word, but to be able to communicate pork's message and be able to meet them with the kind of needs that they have for eating pork in their diet, which may look different than it does for you or I.
Right, right. Well, the reason that Davis and I eat it is because it's brain food.
That's right.
That's what we've been pushing.
Who doesn't need that?
Exactly, exactly. Jennifer, this is going to be really interesting. It's a great story on www.porkbusiness.com. Give it a look there, and it will be exciting to see what this new campaign will be in the spring of 2025. Good stuff. Hey, Merry Christmas, Jennifer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, that is Jennifer Shike, editor, Farm Journal's Pork. The free-for-all, it's coming your way next. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have...
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the free-for-all here on this Friday morning. Davis is still with us, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you there,
bud?
All right. Yep. All right. Let's bring in the team. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Good morning, Jim.
Well, it's morning so far.
I knew you were going to be grouchy.
He didn't get his nap.
This is going to be good.
From Thirsty Thursday being diverted to, I didn't have my whiskey sour. I was just sour.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fantastic. I'm sorry about that, Jim. I wish things would have worked out better for you.
Well, we could still get good news today. Let's hope.
That's right. That's right. John Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Agri Radio. How are you, Sean?
Chip, I don't know how you could afford to take last week off, considering you've got to be working so you can buy me supper at Commodity Classic.
Oh, that is harsh right there. I am going to Orlando, though, to watch the Cyclones versus
Attaboy.
The Hurricanes. I mean, has there ever been this kind of a game before? Cyclones versus Hurricanes?
Yeah, it's in Florida.
And it's in Florida. I mean, I don't know. It's going to create some sort of atmospheric destruction, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll get blamed for something out of this. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to buying you dinner. Congratulations.
Do we need to establish before this dinner happens, is soup a meal? If he orders soup, does that count as a meal?
Not according to Seinfeld.
See, this is what I'm saying. We need to establish this ahead of time.
It's not a meal.
What is Flory paying for and not paying for? Okay. Old fashions are definitely part of a meal.
Oh, yeah. Old fashions are a meal. Yes.
Yep.
Love it. All right. We smart.
Yes.
We smart. Let's get to this here. What is the latest? What is going on with the CR?
Well, I emphasize the CR because it's the C plan now.
Yeah.
As we speak, I could come in later in the broadcast, Chip, and give you an update. But they're going for a very short CR. And as you indicated in the news portion, it better go through January 6th. So I would surmise that the easiest thing to conclude may be January 10th. But what if that's the case, one, what will it include? It won't include a debt limit language. That was should never have happened because that they knew they wouldn't have had the votes there, but they still did it. Two, will it include disaster aid? It better, because if not, then this latest CR will be voted down. And right. By, say, disaster aid, that would include the $10 billion farmer aid. Perhaps the 2018 Farm Bill extension. So we're going to see, I think, by the end of the day.
Okay.
Some real insight into what the next 4 years looks like, though, or at least for sure the next 2 years.
Do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know how you would argue the otherwise.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree with you. But is that what we're seeing, Jim?
Well, yeah, they're calling this Trump 1.5 rather than 2.0 because Biden's nowhere to be found. I mean, and you saw the Wall Street Journal had a blockbuster report of saying the White House aides deceived Americans.
They should be thrown in jail, Jim. They should be thrown in jail.
So, yeah, he is usually a president would be part of this process, but, you know, he's off. I mean, 40% of his presidency was on vacation. That's facts and figures there.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Trump had to step in. And people who say he's given too much power to Musk, they really want to get rid of Musk because of his $250 million contributions to the Republican Party.
Right, right.
He holds power.
Yes.
Oh. Holy smokes, does he hold some power. Okay, we there's a lot to unpack here in what we have just talked about so far. I want to make mention of this because I want to get past this and move on to some other things. The people that covered up the instability of Joe Biden, I'm serious. They need to be held accountable, because if they are not held accountable, what stop it from happening again? Jim, these people need to be thrown in jail.
Well, it happened under President Woodrow Wilson, and so it's happened again already, Chip. And now we have former top journalist at CNN offering a confession and an apology by admitting he should have pushed harder on covering Biden's mental health. So point the finger also at the so-called media who didn't do their job.
But what's interesting is they didn't need to do it. That's like, if you think about this last election, they didn't need to take that path. And there actually were polling numbers showing that other candidates were possible. I don't know why they were so committed to this strategy. That's the part politically that I just
and
fundamentally.
That's why they need to be held accountable. That right there, you just summed it up, Haney.
Yeah.
It completely derailed the process. Davis, I'm not overstating on this, am I?
I don't think so at all. This is a big deal, and you know when you, I hate to speak about the president this way, but you know when you're talking about a post turtle, the biggest concern is who put him up there and what are they up
to?
Well,
Obama and his people couldn't run the government then. They wanted to run the government. Continue
exactly.
If you want to know the truth,
they need to be held accountable for this.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will be. Okay. Enough said on that. Let's move on to what how is this going to fit? I'm laughing as I ask the question, Jim. How's this going to wrap up the CR?
I think it'll be a short-term CR without debt limit, and they better include the disaster aid, including farmer aid, and the 2018 Farm Bill extension with or without the orphan programs. Because I'll tell you, if they don't have the disaster aid, they're going to lose both Democrat and Republican votes. So if they want a totally clean bill, it won't be voted. It won't be approved.
Jim, I don't think they can get anything passed other than changing the dates on the last CR and pushing it through. I don't think it's going to have a farm bill extension. I don't think it's going to have disaster aid. I don't think it's going to have economic assistance. If it is done in that very short term, if it is a very short term CR, you know, to get us past January 6th.
Well,
if that's
GT
all
Thompson,
it is, I don't think it's going to have any of this.
What about G.T. Thompson and other farm state lawmakers? And he will not vote for a CR that doesn't have that farmer aid.
Period.
And there are others
that's going to be tested.
There's others that are saying, I'm not doing if there is farming.
Right.
Involved in it. Like influential people. We're at a massive standstill, and especially considering how thin the margin is.
Yep.
In the House, that's a big factor here. Like
Jim,
love him or hate him, he has got his work for him.
Earlier this week, Jim, I heard you say that there are some on the far right that wake up every morning saying, what am I going to vote against today?
Yeah, that's Newt Gingrich's famous line. There's about 15 rebels in the Republican Party who say, okay, what am I going to vote no on today? That's why you need Democratic votes. You need Democratic votes in the House.
And but that's why this thing is going to be nothing more. That's why I don't think it can be anything more than just a very, very simple CR, just change the date on the last one and move it out.
Well, then they'll come back next year for disaster. But I still don't think – I think they've got a vote problem if it's a really clean bill.
You're thinking old school, Jim. In today's time that Johnson reaches across the aisle to get some of those Democrat votes that he needs to get to prevent the government shutdown, it is viewed as nothing but weakness. And he's a traitor, and he is not. He's got to choose the right side, and it's not like it was.
It's dramatic.
I think Trump and Musk learned a lesson that the House Republicans are not like herding cats, feral cats. So you better be careful how you do them. I think it'll include disaster aid. That's just me.
And if you switch,
me old school because I'm old.
And if you switch your opinion every time that somebody threatens a primary or, you know, sends out some tweet about these people need to be primaried, it's going to be a long 2 years.
And if he's going to threaten 38 Republicans with primaries, good luck.
Yeah.
Well,
to be fair, Chip, some of the Republicans who voted no do have a point of saying, what are we raising this debt limit for without constructive changes in that process? That can happen through budget reconciliation.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We've got some more ground to cover on this. The disaster aid is one thing. Economic aid is another. I want to talk about what that might look like. We had a conversation with Paul Niefer about it yesterday. I want to get, is there any changes in that going forward? Free for all here on AgriTalk.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey,
Bob. Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic is pleased to welcome our newest family medicine provider, Taylor Anderson, physician assistant, and her family medicine team.
Hi, I'm Taylor Anderson, a certified physician assistant, and I'm thrilled to join Amplify Health by Gunderson and serve the community of Mondovi. I look forward to providing primary health care for patients of all ages.
The Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics and is your trusted partner in health care when you need it. Call us at 715-926-1113 to schedule an appointment with Taylor Anderson.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Steadied about $2 higher so far. We do have the cattle on feed report coming up this afternoon, so the placements figure will be the primary focal point there. And then the hog market, with signs that the cash index is putting in a seasonal bottom, they're posting moderate to strong gains at mid-morning.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian. That is Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Hey, buddy, Merry Christmas. Talk to you later.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet and hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad you're with us on this Friday for the free-for-all. We've got Sean Haney from Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, and Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. And, of course, Davis is with us as well. Okay, alert, breaking news. What do you got, Jim?
House Republicans are likely to set up separate votes on measures for, one, short-term government funding, two, agriculture and disaster relief funds, according to a Punch Bowl reporter on X, Chip. That makes sense to me. They might group them into one bill at the end, but if there's a separate vote on disaster aid, it'll pass.
Right.
It'll pass.
Right. Would that include extension of the farm bill then?
I don't know yet.
Okay. And the disaster bill, would that include economic aid?
Yes. I've been told whenever we say disaster aid, that includes economic aid. That's why they're saying $31 billion, Chip.
Okay.
$21 billion in ag disaster, $10 billion in farmer relief.
Okay. Okay. And we've talked on the show about how that might be structured. It looks like it's like $44 an acre on corn, something like that. Is that the package that we're still looking at?
Same package with the Texas A&M did an analysis for the House Ag Committee, and you know that's the number too.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Chip, I thought it was interesting when I listened to your discussion with Senator Moran earlier this week, talking about all this and. You know, I really got the impression that it's viewed as like a flow through, like almost like rural economic support as opposed to, hey, farmer, this is going to help you with some of your losses or, you know, ensuring up some of your networking capital. Like there's an expectation this is going to kind of flow through to local communities. That's the impression I got, at least.
Yeah, I think that is that was part of the conversation with Senator Moran. And Jim, really the way that Senator Moran described the economic aid portion of this total aid package is that these are payments that may have been made anyway if the farm bill had already gone through an update and seen some revisions to the reference prices. Does that make sense to you?
Well, the reference, I'm trying to think through that one. I think the first payment that you would get under any new farm bill, if it was, would be into October 2026. Yep. So that's why you need the farmer aid as a transition.
If the bill would have been updated when it was supposed to be updated 2 years ago, that maybe these payments would have already been made.
Yes, that's true. That is true, but that's history.
Yeah, but that's the reason that the economic aid is there. And when he described it to me that way, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I get that. And the reason that I'm saying that is because, doggone it, we're coming off a couple of pretty good years, and there were opportunities to, you know, all I'm saying is that there is a big discussion going on in agriculture right now over whether or not these payments should be made, the economic aid.
Oh, absolutely. In and outside of the country, I heard from numerous, you know, obviously from my perspective, Canadian farmers, but also having discussions with some American farmers, people asking that same question, like, how does this look to the taxpayer coming off the couple of years that we had? And there's a whole explanation for it. There's definitely more of a discussion happening, and it's happening with members of Congress too, which is going to make funding of some of this stuff really, really challenging. It's not just a foregone conclusion that it's a bipartisan support and let the money flow.
One, it's called food security, and two, not all farmers in all states have black earth like Illinois, Iowa. And they don't have the tight basis. So there are other states to consider rather than these big farmers from those big states.
Yep. I'm just saying that I've not. I've not heard the conversation sound like it sounds right now, and I think it's healthy. I think it's healthy as heck that the conversation is being had.
Yeah, and just for perspective, Chip, the Department of Energy this week granted a record $15 billion loan, in quotes, to PG&E for climate resilience. Okay. $15 billion.
Come on.
Yeah.
Loan, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Loan. That's,
loan.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That is absolutely nuts. Okay. What else is happening in Congress? Or is this the complete focus, the spending package?
Oh, it's the big kahuna. Yeah. Because other things, the gearing next year will be budget reconciliation to get the extension of the tax cuts. But that's next year. Now, maybe they'll start to focus on what they have to get out. An interesting sidebar is this 2018 Farm Bill extension. If it's not included, Chip, and depending on when the cutoff date for the CR is, what will Vilsack do? He has delaying tactics he can do rather than to avoid, you know, what we call the dairy cliff, no support for soybeans if you go to permanent legislation. But will Vilsack try to put an arrow in the quiver to get at Republicans? I don't know. I hope he doesn't.
Right, right. You know, that's a good point. So if we do not get an extension, what happens on January 1?
Well, that's what I mean. They have delaying tactics. And plus, you know, we're coming from a government who doesn't follow the rules anyway, to be totally honest. So they can delay the impact. We've done it before with dairy. I think it was a few weeks. They have leeway rather than on this dairy cliff. But it's just a scare tactic to get things done.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions about the dairy cliff at the Milk Business Conference there last week in Vegas for sure.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt. Okay. So what's the situation with the Trudeau government, Haney?
It is Ottawa saying to Washington D.C., "Hold my beer."
Wow.
It's been that kind of week. There was a fall economic statement on Monday. The finance minister, after being asked to step down the previous Friday, she resigned. Chrystia Freeland, who many you'll remember, she was one of the lead negotiators with Robert Lighthizer in that renegotiation of NAFTA. The prime minister's lowest approval rate is like 17% of Canadians want him to still be prime minister. He's
17%.
Holding on. Oh, 70. You thought Biden was low. Let me show you this. So there is that. We got a cabinet shuffle happening today. I don't know why you would bother to learn your new portfolio if you got shuffled into cabinet. It's a mess. This has been a week looking at what's happened in Ottawa with the Canadian political scene and watching in the U.S. chaos. When it comes to, if this is what it looks like going forward, we are not going to get much sleep as people in this kind of a role, because it's been quite a week.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to have an election in Canada. That's the problem. We don't have set election dates, which I'm not complaining about, but they need the far left party, the NDP, the New Democrats to vote the proper way in a non-confidence vote, and that the government will have an election, and we need to have one sooner than later, because this is unfathomable. It's just ridiculous.
How
soon
could you
have
one?
Do you see Trudeau just stepping down, Sean? Just quitting?
Jim, if I told you that your approval rating is 17% and you had a 23-point deficit in the polls, I don't know what the number needs to be for him. He seems to be holding on and staying there as long as he possibly can. It's a tough role to step down from. And I think also in his inner circle, this happens in a lot of leadership situations. He hears a lot about how much the people really love him, and they're going to, you know, they're going to come around to common sense, and he can recover from this. But there's some big gaps.
Yeah.
Huge gaps. If the process was started to have an election, how soon could that election happen?
Oh, it'd be quickly, like 6 weeks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Like,
we don't do, like, in the UK and Australia and Canada, we don't do it the American way. We try to keep it under 2 years. Yeah.
Try to keep it under 2 years. You know,
it'll be pretty quick.
And President Trump made it a joke and said, you know, the 51st state. But I hear conversation about that. That can't be serious conversation, is it?
I don't think it's serious. No. It's President Trump doing what he does. He finds a weak, you know, you're a weak spot, and he's, you know, thumbing down on it somewhat. There was a story in the Globe and Mail this week that apparently President Trump, in the first time in his first administration, brought this up privately all the time. For whatever reason, he views a trade deficit as America's subsidizing Canada, which is truly ridiculous. I think it's meant to be funny. Okay. Does some of it cross the line sort of like a little bit in bad taste or kind of demeaning? Yeah. Do I wish you would stop? Yes. At the end of the day, is it a real thing? Probably not.
Right. Right. Jim, is that the right read? Is that how you see it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I that's how I see it as well. So interesting. Boy, there's been a lot of talk about trade issues this week too, Jim. And what that trade policy is going to look like after January 20th, isn't there?
Yes. That happy tariffs. It's, you know, Trump has continues his coercion or negotiating style on tariffs, and it'll pick up. It won't lessen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's going to have an impact on these markets going forward. I want to talk a little bit more about the markets, because we had some Fed action this week. The market reaction has been volatile. We went through 10 consecutive days of losses in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, sharply higher today. But I just wonder how long that's going to have. That is going to last. We're going to talk Fed action. We've got South American crop potential and what's happening in this cattle market next.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The spirit of the cowboy is special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn. Share the West.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Ritter Variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by...
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back. We are going to wrap up the free-for-all here. I'm Chip. We've got Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney with us. Okay, we got to do it again. Jim, what's the update?
Well, Pro Farmer is reporting as we went to press today, lawmakers were still trying to find a way to keep the government funded past December 20th midnight. Reports signaled the House will vote on three bills now, Chip, a continuing resolution until March, a disaster relief package, including economic aid for farmers, and an extension of the Farm Bill.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we know as we speak right now.
Okay, when's this vote supposed going to happen?
Now that's interesting. They may not vote right away. They may wait until tomorrow. Earth's not going to come to an end. Let me just tell you, if the government shuts down, the Republicans are going to hold a closed party meeting at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time today to further detail their strategy. So I don't think you're going to see much more on this.
Don't they kind of corner themselves though if that vote doesn't happen or pass tomorrow? And like we're on the 21st, like they're going to be there Christmas.
Well, so be it.
If they are, they are. But
yeah.
Think about air traffic controllers and like they're like
the, right at traffic control. I'm glad I'm not traveling during the holidays. That could be a pinch.
Oh my gosh! Don't even.
Oh, yes, you could.
Well.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine if TSA shuts down?
The last time we had a government shutdown, it did impact travel.
Sure did,
because of some work stopping workers and things like that. But from a government's perspective, their latest check was written already, so you could go until in January 23rd, I think somebody told me, before it really affects most government paychecks. So,
okay, all right, boy, that's interesting. But you are exactly right. It does have an impact on the efficiencies at the airports in particular, and this would create holy smokes. I got a bowl game I want to go to too. That could be in jeopardy if this
we're up almost 740 points on the Dow, Chip. That's primarily as a result of lower inflation via the PCE report today and consumer sentiment. And let's be blunt. The FOMC stuff was overreacted by traders because even though the Fed narrowed the number of cuts next year to two, many people thought that was going to be the case anyway. So I think it's an overreaction.
Well,
still a down week for the Dow, though. But down 2.7% on the week still, though. Worst week in performance in September.
It needed to correct anyway because we had a dramatic run-up.
Yes, but the thing is, the market did react to the Fed cut and the change in the outlook.
No doubt.
And the dollar scored a new high earlier today. It has since backed off. It's like 670 points lower now. It's back under 108, but it has been quite the advance for the dollar, and that creates some of these trade issues again that we have been talking about. So
that's why because we're going to have rates higher for longer, and other countries are cutting.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to make it with such a strong. If this U.S. dollar strength continues, it becomes very expensive to be buying U.S. goods. It's painful. I've already talked to you think about the economies of Arizona and Florida, and I know numerous snowbirds that aren't making the trip this year from Canada because it's too bloody expensive.
Really? Okay. Interesting. Talking about different weather, we've got different weather going on down in South America right now. And Jim, I know that you've been very, very focused on the CR and what is going to happen down there. But this Brazilian bean crop estimate, Brazilian corn crop estimates, they just keep inching higher. I know that there is there's a limit to it, but man, oh man, they're talking about there is whispers of 175 million metric ton bean crop out of Brazil this year.
Yeah, I know Pro Farmers Brazil consultant keeps raising his estimate almost by the month, almost by every other week, I guess. So, yeah, I think there's a trend there.
Yeah, there definitely is. And when we talk about...
But China wants our beans, Jeff, because they store better. And there's the southern part of China is a shortage of soybeans. So that's going to be good news for U.S. soybean producers.
Okay, well, we need some good news. I mean... We are working up off the lows, but when we had January beans tick under 950, Wednesday, that was definitely an eye opener for a lot of people, and it puts into focus why this economic aid might be needed out there.
You just connected the dots in a perfect way there.
Yeah. Yep. So. And it also should be putting some pressure on lawmakers to not just extend the farm bill, but to get a new one done, Jim. Can it get done in the first quarter?
Well, GT, ever optimistic GT Thompson, House Ag Committee Chairman, says the first quarter of next year. Now, that'll be controlled by Republicans this time, and we won't have Stabenow dragging the feet on that one. Only a new farm bill, but a better farm bill, Chip, that has better risk management tools in it.
Exactly.
Well, it's aspirational, but the question is, can they actually make it happen? They've got to prove that. The willingness.
Yeah. Well, and it's to the point, though, guys. I mean, it's already 2 years late. They've got at some point, they've got to decide that this is something that needs to get done. It just, right?
I think they'll get it done within the first 6 months of next year. I really do.
All right. Very good. Very good. Fellas, we're going to talk again next Friday, but I want to wish you both a very Merry Christmas. Appreciate all you guys do for us.
Sure.
Same. All right. That is Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, and Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Hey, we're going to get back into the ETF environment this afternoon, Davis. We've got Jake Hanley coming on from Tucrium. We're going to find out what's new there. And, of course, you've got to come back on Monday morning. We've got Machine Repeat right here on AgriTalk.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are now less than 10 hours away from a deadline. Last-minute opposition leading to a scramble for an alternative funding fix.